We have another guest with us today. It's Representative Melvin Everson. He's a former state representative from Gwinnett County, former candidate for labor commissioner, and one of the rising stars. He's a conservative African and the African American Voices America Today. And I was very, very fortunate to hear you speak at the Unity Breakfast. And one thing that kind of just stuck out in my mind is we don't need more taxes. We need more taxpayers. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I'm glad to be here. And you're exactly right. As I stated at the Unity Breakfast, we don't need more taxes. We need more taxpayers. And you do that by putting people back to work through the model that has worked over and over again, free enterprise, private sector model, less taxes, less taxation and regulations, getting the government out of the way and let the businesses do what they do best, and that's expand, grow, and hire people and put them back to work.
You know, it's funny. You kind of answered this question already, but you usually don't have rising star conservative and African American in the same sentence. Tell me why you're a Republican.
I'm Republican because I believe in the principles and the values of the Republican Party, and that is less taxes, less government, and an opportunity to excel at your highest potential when given an opportunity and a chance to do that.
Amen.
The more money I make doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to be successful. The more money I keep that I make means that I'm going to be successful. I like to keep most of my money that I make, and so far that is hard to do in this economic climate that we're in. I think for the first 6 months of the year, the average American is working to pay taxes. And that's atrocious. That's horrible. So we have to turn this tide and have this pendulum to swing the other way. I need to keep more of my money in my pocket. I know how to best handle my money, much more so than the government. So give me my money and I'll show you I can take care of myself. And I don't need the government spending my money unwisely.
And they seem to be doing a lot of that right now. The deficit has, our annual debt, or our national debt, I should say, has increased 30% in the last 2 years. We're running annual federal deficit of heading towards $1.6 trillion. Here's the question, and the topic of the day: are we leaving a better America to our children than was left for us?
No, we're not. I can answer that emphatically, as you stated in your comment, that we are spending money like pouring water out of a sieve, like there is no tomorrow. There were two things my father told all of his kids to always remember. He said, son, two things I want you guys to remember forever, long after I'm gone. He said, number one, you will never be able to borrow your way out of debt. Mm-hmm. And he said, number two, when you find out you've dug yourself in a hole financially, put down the shovel. America has dug herself in a hole financially. We need to stop digging. We need to start cutting and getting back to those fundamental roles of government as far as what the actual role or the proper role of government is. And it is not here to take care of your every wish and whims. There are certain things you must do for yourself. As my pastor tells his congregation all the time, God doesn't make orange juice. He gives you an orange. If you want some juice out of that orange, you're going to have to extend some energy to get it. In this country, we have quickly become an entitlement nation. Everyone thinks the government owes them everything. And I don't have a PhD from Georgia Tech or MIT in mathematics or nuclear science. But I can tell you one thing. When you have a pot of money and only 50 people are putting in and 250 are pulling out, it's not going to take very long for that pot to go empty. So it's common sense that we have to get back to in this country. We have allowed this government to grow to the level that it's in by everyone coming to the trough and pulling from the trough, but no one is willing to replenish the trough. So we are in a dilemma. We are in a crisis in this nation, and no, we are not leaving this country better off for our children, our grandchildren, or our great-grandchildren. As you stated before, this trillion-dollar deficit that we're in, we're spending money like crazy. And I'm saying, people, we have to pay for this. And it pains me to see, like I saw 2 days ago on this bumper sticker saying, debt is normal.
What?
I saw a bumper sticker that said, debt is normal. Get over it. And I'm saying, what have we come to in this country when being in debt is a normal thing?
To the
level that we're currently in debt in this nation. So, our children will suffer the cost of what the administration is doing and others are doing in this country as far as spending.
Do you think this is more of a fiscal problem or more of a moral problem?
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
You know what? I saw last night on the news, as I watched the news, one-third of people, as their unemployment benefits expire, one-third of them get a job within 7 days.
Exactly. Because that's a very good point. I was speaking to a young lady a couple of months ago when I was on the campaign trail for labor commissioner, and a lot of people still don't know what a labor commissioner does, and she asked me, well, what does a labor commissioner do? And I had to put it in the terms where she could understand. I said, have you ever been unemployed? She said, yes, I'm currently unemployed. I said, are you receiving unemployment insurance benefits? She said, yes, I am. And I said, that's what we monitor, and that's what we disperse. We monitor and control that through the unemployment office, the labor commissioner's office. And she said, oh, speaking of which, she said, there's no incentive for me to get off of that. I said, excuse me? She said, once you get on, she said, there is no incentive for me to come off. They don't do follow-ups. They don't make sure. They don't ensure that I'm going out actively seeking employment. You just get on. She said, I could just easily call in and say, well, I went over here to apply for a job, and they logging in. They don't verify.
Unbelievable. We're talking to Representative Melvin Everson. We're talking about, are we leaving a better America to our children than was left for us? We're going to take a break here in just a second, but afterwards I have a couple more interesting questions for you. Will you stay with us?
Yes.
All right, we'll see you after the break. All right, welcome back to the Ty J. Young Show. The theme is always with growth with protection, because it's not how much you make, it is how much you get to keep. And we're talking today about our topic today is, are we leaving a better America to our children than it was left for us? And we have with us today a very special guest, Melvin Everson, Representative Melvin Everson, And we've asked him a number of questions. We've had some great answers here today. And here's one I'd like to ask you. As Americans, as Georgians, as individuals, what changes can we make in society to ensure that we leave a better America to our children? Well, I'm not willing, and I know you're not either, to give up on that idea. What we're doing right now doesn't work. What can we do to take a swing at, or at least make sure that our children do have a better America, inherit a better America than we did?
Well, that's a good question. The first thing we can do as Americans and as individuals is to, once again, get back to personal accountability and responsibility. And it must start at home, being responsible and accountable for your own actions, and let your children see you being accountable and responsible, and live within our means. Live within our means. I mean, we, as this economic crisis deepened over the past couple of months and years, everyone is pointing the finger as far as who's to blame. I don't play the blame game. There's enough blame to go around. But collectively, as Americans, we have to live within our means. A case in point here, the housing market crisis that came about, and the current administration is blaming Wall Street and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the greedy loan officers, et cetera, these financial institutions. Going back to what my father told us, too, he says, son, just because you qualify for a $450,000 home doesn't mean you go out and buy one.
Right. Well, that's good advice. That's good advice.
Most Americans, they qualify for these homes. They go out and buy up to the limit, not thinking about unexpected emergencies, situations that come up that you and I have no control over whatsoever. We go out and we purchase these homes, and then we purchase these homes. We want to make sure that they have the latest furnitures in them, and you go out to Room to Go and get a Room to Go, no interest, no money down, no payment for that stuff costs. It costs. So we have to be mindful and personal, accountable and responsible for our own actions, and live within our means. Live within our means, and that will go a long way as far as helping us get out of what we're in. It's going to take some time for us to get out of what we're in. We're not going to get out overnight. And we didn't get in this in the past decade. We didn't get in the past 2 decades. This thing has been cooking for the last 50 years in America. And all of those bills and the debt is coming due now, and we can't pay it because we've run out. We're broke. And people in America need to know that.
Right.
What they're doing in the federal government, they're turning on a printing press hoping that people will take a chance on America's debt and back up that debt, such as China. But we are broke. You know, it's a sad day in America when the U.S. Treasury Secretary, Timothy Geithner, when he was on his Asian trip back in the early part of the year, the Chinese government told him to stop spending. Now, that's sad.
Absolutely, and it's also sad, and on the, along those same lines, and to your point, when European nations are telling the leader of the free world, the president of the United States, they need to be more fiscally responsible, as happened at the summit there.
Exactly.
Go ahead, David. Ask you. David's got a question here for you. Go ahead.
Sure. Representative David Nicholas here. Just quickly, Harvard did a study recently, and it showed perhaps what I think is the greatest concern is that half of this generation, which is mine. And I'm 23 years old, but they actually believe that we'll be worse off financially in the future than our parents. And I guess I'll ask you, what do you think we can do to inspire that greatness, that one and only American-type greatness for the next generation?
What can you do to inspire that greatness? The first thing I would encourage you to do is get politically active, get involved, and find that candidate that best espouse and best hold the views of your generation as far as we want to be physically responsible for our generation, and we want to live within our means, and promote those individuals and get those individuals in office so we can start having dialogue with those individuals so they can start sponsoring and getting some fiscal responsible legislation passed that will correct this course that this nation is on. And I'm an equal opportunity critic, okay? Conservatives, we have just as much to blame as the Democrats in charge, and we had control of the White House for 8 years and what have you, and we spent money like it was going out of style as well. We have to get back to finding those individuals that best represent personal accountability and fiscal responsibility on behalf of their constituents and on behalf of this nation to make sure we're on a sound financial footing for generations to come, because the debt that we're in now, and you're 23 years old.
Not to interrupt you, sir, but we're coming up on a hard break here. We have Representative Melvin Everson here with us today. If folks want to get in contact with you, donate to upcoming political campaigns that you might have, how would they do that?
MelvinEverson.com. Join my Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
MelvinEverson.com. Thank you so much for being with us. We greatly appreciate
it.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're
sir.
Talking today about